Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Millionaire Club member Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, December 3rd, 2018, Moore Success Team Legal Shield B2B Conference Call. We do this specialty call the first Monday of every month, and it's designed specifically to help our associates that are interested in working the business solution side of Legal Shield. Tonight, we are honored to have one of my favorites. He's an entertaining and knowledgeable guest speaker. He's a $200,000 ring earner. He is a Millionaire Club member and a 7,000 Production Award recipient. He's from Little Elm, Texas. Mr. Mike Riches, welcome to our Moore Success Team Conference Call.
Mr. Moore, thank you very, very much, and good evening to everyone. I, as always, appreciate the opportunity to be invited to this special call for a very special team, and I hope that all of you know how much I think of the Moore family and the Moore Success Team. Our family considers y'all family, and I mean that from the bottom of my heart, and certainly appreciate the incredible leadership that we have had as a company from the Moore family throughout generations. And
Mike, those are very kind words, and of course your brother and your mother, we go way back, don't we? It's been
quite
a few years in this business, but just like I said in my opening there, you are a very special person as far as I'm concerned, one of the best trainers in Legal Shield, and I don't know what all you're going to be training on tonight, whatever you're going to be talking about, but just take your liberty with our team.
Well, thank you very much, sir. And I'll tell you what, you hit it right on the head. We do go back quite a ways. In fact, when I started the business, I was young, skinny, and I had a bunch of hair.
Oh.
And so, you know, things change. But anyway, I'm just really excited. I wanted to share with everyone here this evening a special meeting that we had last week. In fact, a week ago tomorrow up in Ada, Oklahoma, we were invited in to visit with the executive leadership of Legal Shield, and it was a meeting that was represented by several platinum executive directors, several top producers from the field. Obviously, it was not a meeting where they could invite, you know, every producer, but I really feel like those who were in attendance represented the voice of the field associates that we have extremely well. And I'm one that I typically reserve judgment until after I've seen everything. I'm not one that likes to jump to conclusions or jump to judgment in any way, shape, or form. And so I went into that meeting very open-minded. The goal was to develop together some strategies to really enable future growth in the business solution space. It was a meeting that was led by the CEO, Mr. Jeff Bell. In attendance were, as you can imagine, many of the executives there at Legal Shield, including Glenn Peterson, the president of the Business Solutions Division, John Pletcha, Mandy Simmons, who maybe you know, maybe you don't know. Some of you out there probably don't know Mandy. She's fairly new in her role, but she's overseeing a lot of the home office logistics team there in Business Solutions, and really is fantastic. I had not met Mandy before, but she was in our subcommittee group that I was in, and so I got to sit next to her and really get to know her better. I was incredibly impressed with her, and as I was really everyone's leadership, from Kathy Pinson to John Long I shouldn't start naming names because there obviously it was a full boardroom, and there were a lot of people there, but all of them had one unified goal, and that was to take the business solutions market to the next level. And again, I went in very open-minded. It was a four-hour meeting, and followed by dinner, and so, you know, we went into this four-hour meeting, and the first 30 minutes we all kind of stayed together and just kind of gave, you know, some brief introductions, and then, as I mentioned, we split into subcommittees. We split into little subgroups, and each committee had, you know, three or four different topics. And the goal was not just to talk about, you know, issues or even successes. You know, the goal was really to be forward-looking and forward-thinking. And as I mentioned, to really develop some specific strategies, some specific things that could really help field associates take each of their business to the next level. I should say each of our business to the next level, and obviously that helps the company grow as well. I got to tell you, again, went in very open-minded. It was the first time that I had really gotten a chance to spend significant time with some of those people, and I'm going to tell you, I was extremely impressed, not only with the professionalism and the comportment of the individuals that were there, but with the optimism and with the care and concern. And I can just tell you, if you are involved in the business solution side of this business, you're in the right place at the right time. This is an area of the business that your leadership of your company cares a lot about and is very focused on. And I'm speaking specifically about you and me, the field associates, those of us that are out there building a living and I say building a living, building a business, making a living and going into companies every day. We're meeting with businesses. We're sitting down with decision makers of companies. We're hopefully meeting with employee groups, getting this these products, the legal plan and the identity theft plan, out in front of employees. And something about that attracted us. You know, I know 16 and a half years ago, something attracted me. And I don't, you know, there were probably several things, but one of them was the ability to get in front of a group and not just sell one membership, not just sell, you know, a family at a time, but to be able to protect 10, 15, 20, 50, 100 families all at one time. That blew me away. And I won't mix words here. I was excited about the money that I could make doing that as well. And that was really attractive to me. It was the most attractive element of the business, period. And that doesn't mean that I wasn't excited about the other aspects of our business. I was so young. I was 22, 23 years old. I was excited about everything. I was open to just about anything. But what really got me, the hook, if you will, was the employee benefit side of our business. I just loved it, and I thought, what a cool concept, and that's why, you know, I started in that specific area. And that is, I'm telling you, that very thing is one of the things that Legal Shield is, in my opinion, most focused on growing right now. I think that you'll see the rollout of several new initiatives. I think that you'll see, some great promotions coming out, especially as we get into the new year, 2019. Legal Shield's always been good at that, giving you and me something to be excited about, but I'm just telling you, I walked out of that meeting really optimistic and very excited. And my commitment level, my commitment level was pretty high going in, but my own personal commitment level was higher coming out of that meeting than it's been in 16 and a half years. And I want my number one message to you tonight to be, if there's any doubt in your mind about the future of this company or the future of this opportunity, if there's any doubt in your mind about your future and the role that you can play, I think sometimes we have a harder time believing in ourselves than believing in an opportunity or a company or a product. And if there's any doubt of any of that, I want you to throw that doubt out. This is the time to plant your flag. This is the time to double down on this opportunity. This is the time to increase not only your commitment, and I should say our commitment, but to increase our activity as well. This is not the time to double your prospecting goals. Let me say that again. This is not the time to double your prospecting goals. This is the time to quadruple your prospecting goals. And I really hope that you feel the authenticity that I'm speaking with. I just can't speak from the heart more than I am right now. And when I say that this is the time, and I'm just so excited about everything. I think that we've seen some great changes. I think that there are improvements that could be made. But I really am excited about what the future holds. And any time that we stop, by the way, thinking that we can improve, that's always a dangerous thing as well. And I think that was one of the things that I was so impressed with was the humility of the folks that were there and their willingness to say, look, let's get this thing to the next level. What do we need to do? Looking to field leadership for that kind of direction. And I just, again, I know I've gone on and on about that, and I apologize, but I was so excited coming out of that. Let me speak to you about this special time that we're in. I love the month of December. Excuse me. I love the Christmas holiday. I love the holiday season in general. And I just, this is a very, personally for me, a very special time of year. It is, from a business standpoint, one of the most exciting times, one of the best times to write business. We've got a window of opportunity, and this window presents itself in some way, shape, or form every December. It's always historically been one of my, if not my top months every year. And I'd have to go back and look at income, because I've had some big bonuses and things like that that may not have fallen in December. But I think that if you were to go back in my 17 Decembers that I've been here, I'd be willing to bet you, I haven't looked at it, but I'd be willing to bet you that 13 or 14 out of those 17 years, December was my biggest month. And it's just a great time to write business. It really is. Some of that is you've got groups that are starting open enrollment, or that have done open enrollments, and business that's effective on January 1st that falls in the month of December. Of course, that's one part of that. But the other part is my enrollments really tend to be very successful in the month of December. I don't know all the thinking behind that or the reasoning for that, but I don't really have to understand why that's the case. I'm just glad it's the case. And so I'm telling you, it's not a month to take off. It's not a month to lollygag or to take your time or, you know, to take your foot off the gas. As I mentioned earlier, if there's ever been a time to double down and to quadruple your activity, that time is right now. I think some of that might be that people are, in the buying mode. People are in the mode of spending money. One of my favorite lines in an enrollment in December is, a product, for example, that costs about $9 a week, $8.98 a week. That would be the family combo plan at $38.90. Comes out to about $9 a week. And one of my favorite lines would be, right now, $9 a week, right now I'm spending a whole lot more than $9 on toys that my kids are going to play with for 10 minutes on Christmas morning and then forget they ever had. Isn't it worth $9 to know that my entire family can be protected and empowered in ways that we've never even dreamed of before? I love that thinking and just opening people's minds and showing them, hey, look, this is real. This is the time to get serious and protect their families. And I think a lot of the price is just in the way that you and I portray it. I believe that. If you go into a meeting thinking that most people are not going to be able to afford a product, you're going to be right. Most people are probably going to feel that and sense that from you. But if you go in just understanding, look, $9 is nothing. And it's especially small for the value that they're going to receive. If you go in with that kind of attitude, and if you and I can go into enrollments this week and decision-maker meetings this week with a sense of urgency, and let me tell you, if you were looking for a reason to have a sense of urgency, you can thank our friends up at Marriott and Starwood for giving you a great reason, giving us a great reason to go out and be urgent and have an urgency to what we present, to the solutions that we can offer. I know I'm thinking about that. I'm a Platinum Premier with Marriott. That was real nice in Nashville when we stayed at the Gaylord, because they upgraded my suite to a huge suite. It made my brother jealous, and that was real nice for a few minutes. And then all of a sudden this happens. Like, man, I don't know about being a Platinum Premier with Marriott anymore. That's as good of a thing as it was a week ago or 2 weeks ago. But the reality is there are a lot of people concerned right now. And if you and I are sitting down with a decision maker, don't make it about them. Make it about their employees. Because that decision maker may or may not have stayed at Starwood or Marriott before. But you better believe they've got employees who have. Make it about the employees. and how much peace of mind these products can bring, specifically the ID Shield product can bring to them and their families. And is that going to help productivity? Yes. Is that going to, hopefully decrease absenteeism and increase morale at work? Yes, absolutely. We can do all of those things. But the real value of this, and where I like to spend most of my time in a decision-maker meeting, is on the product itself and what it does for people, what it does for families. I'll frame it about the employees, but at the end of the day, what I really want is I want that decision-maker to say, man, this sounds really good. In fact, I'd sign up for that. Any of you who have ever been in a decision-maker meeting before that's gone really well, any of you that have been in a decision-maker meeting where you've heard those words, man, I'd sign up for that. Let me tell you, that for me is the most important win in a DM meeting. When you get that decision-maker to say, man, I'd sign up for that, here's why. Because you just overcame almost every objection that a decision-maker could have. Can my employees afford this? Will my employees sign up for this? Is it worth taking 15 minutes of our staff meeting to let you present? Is this going to be, a bunch of work for nothing? It overcomes all of that. If you can get that decision-maker to say, man, that sounds great, I'd sign up for that. So because of that, if I've got 15 minutes to sit down with a decision-maker, you better believe I'm going to spend 10 of those 15 minutes talking about the product, doing a product presentation. I'm going to share the same stories, the same emotion, the same urgency that I'm going to share with their employees. I'm going to share with them. And I'm not saying that you have to do it, the way that I do it, but I'm just sharing with you what's worked for me. I want, at the end of the day, I'm going to frame it talking about their employees, but what I really want to do is get that decision maker sold on the product, on the memberships. If I can get them again to say, man, that sounds great, I think I'd sign up for that, that's my biggest win that I can have in a decision maker. At that point, all we got to do is look at calendars and get it scheduled, and it becomes a whole lot easier. And I tell you that because I used to spend my time on how great this is for the company and, decrease absenteeism and presenteeism and increase morale, and we can increase productivity, and it's going to do this for your company and that for your company. And what I learned for me personally, again, I'm not saying everybody has to do it this way, but this is what's worked for me. What I learned is, if I just focus on the product and what it's going to do for people, the rest of the stuff is important, and I'll definitely mention it, but that's not where I spend the bulk of my time anymore. Not on how it's going to benefit the company, how it's going to help the employees, their people, and in turn, them. And if I can get them sold on that concept and the product itself, man, I'll tell you, all of a sudden scheduling those enrollments becomes a whole lot easier. So I hope that you've got that urgency. And again, Legal Shield could go out and launch a multi-million-dollar advertising campaign today, and it would not have the same effect as what you see when you turn on CNN and Fox News and MSNBC and every other news outlet out there talking about this Marriott breach and how bad it is. It's the second biggest breach ever behind the Yahoo data breach. It's information like addresses and passport numbers that have been compromised. People have got to get protected. And there are a whole lot of people out there that are not prepared for the reality that's coming. That's the urgency that we've got to take. That's the message that we've got to be able to sit down and share with decision makers and with groups of employees. And if we can do that now, if we can do that today, this week, tomorrow, I'm telling you, there are enrollments that you can do this month. Some of you have already kind of started to think about January. Look, January is going to be great. And you're going to have some decision makers that say, look, we're just going to have to wait until after the first of the year. And my advice there is go ahead and get the enrollment scheduled. Don't tell them you'll follow up at the first of the year. They'll forget about you even coming. Get the enrollment on your books. Get it on their books. Send a flyer announcing that you're going to come. Have them distribute that flyer to as many people as possible. That locks them into that date. But if we can take that, I'm telling you, there's going to be some in 2019. But we're not done with 2018 yet. And I'm telling you, December is a great month to write business. And if you can take the urgency that I'm talking about, I think that you'll be doing some enrollments that you haven't even met with the decision maker yet. In fact, you haven't even called them the first time, but yet you'll be enrolling some of those companies here before the end of the month. That's my that's my vision, but it's also my challenge for you, is to take that opportunity seriously. And I believe that if you and I can do that and get serious about it, I'm telling you, there's some amazing things that can happen. Mr. Moore, I don't know if y'all have any questions for me, if there's anything else that I can share or focus on that you'd like, but I just wanted to share a few thoughts of kind of where I sit here as we enter the month of December to close out what has been a phenomenal year, and I think there's great potential right now.
Well, Mike, we do have a few minutes. If you don't mind, we will probably go to the audience for a few questions. Would that be okay with you?
Absolutely. I'm happy to do it.
All right. Let's start in the great state of Arizona and someone you've known for many years and Platinum Executive Director, Millionaire Club member, Miss Linda Bowden. Linda, are you on?
I sure am. And, Mike, it's always such a joy and a pleasure to listen to you. It really is. I'm just real thankful for your leadership over the years and all of the training and all the people that you've supported and helped over the years. So thank you so much. I just really wanted to say that. And I remember you come from a team that's really famous for mugging people. Are you guys still actively mugging people now?
Yeah, absolutely. Now, we need to explain that, but yeah.
I think we do. That's why I'm saying that. That's good. And explain to the group. I figured you'd get a kick out of that because I just remember you guys talking about that.
Yes, ma'am.
Explain to the group, because there'll be some new people on here, what that means, and then let us know if they're, you know, maybe what your favorite tools of the trade are for you these days.
Oh, that's a great question, Linda. Thank you very much for your kind words as well. And you know, I'm going to reciprocate that because I know that everyone on this call knows what outstanding leadership they have in you and so many others in this team. This is such a great team laden with outstanding leadership. And so, Linda, I appreciate you as well. So from a prospecting standpoint, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about, you know, I've got a company. Maybe I've got a name of a decision maker. Maybe I don't. Maybe I've got an idea of the number of employees that they have. And, you know, there's different sources. You can Google some of that. There's things like websites like Manta or Reference USA that might give you an idea. Frankly, my favorite way to have an idea of how many employees they have, drive by their parking lot and see. You take the number of cars in their parking lot times 3, and that'll give you a pretty good idea of the number of employees that company has. But maybe, you know, maybe you've got an idea and you've got a company that you want to call on. I've always kind of taught my team there's two ways to prospect. You can either do it over the phone or you can do it in person. I used to be real opinionated on which one was better because I did most of my prospecting in person, like Linda's referring to. And then I recruited some people that were prospecting over the phones, and they were, man, they were tearing it up. They were setting decision-maker meeting after decision-maker meeting. And so I've become more neutral on that. And what I tell my team now is, pick what you're going to do and do a lot of it, and don't abandon something because you don't see results in your first 2 or 3 days. You know, it takes some time to really develop some traction, to develop a rhythm. That was certainly the case for me. So I, like I mentioned, like to go out and prospect in person. We would take mugs of chocolate, hence the term mugging, and we would go give that out to decision makers. And that was always our question at the end of the day: how many people did you mug today? And you know, I got to tell you, when I would do that, I was aggressive in it too. I wasn't one that would go out and mug 2 or 3 companies and call it a day. I mean, you know, I'm not one that calls 30 minutes of work a day. If I was going to go out and mug, I'd mug for an entire morning or an entire afternoon, sometimes an entire day, and I'd want to hit 15, 20, 25, sometimes 30 companies in that time span, and so I was aggressive about it. Now, it was expensive because I had to buy a lot of mugs. I had to buy a lot of chocolate. By the way, the chocolate that you use, in my opinion, does matter, because if you go out and buy a bunch of cheap stuff, like, you know, if you're putting a bunch of Smarties in there, or, you know, Laffy Taffys, or, you know, even Hershey's Kisses aren't, you know, you gotta give them something that they're gonna like. So I like the Lindor truffles. I like the Hershey's Nuggets. You know, something that if someone gave that to me, I'd look and say, "Ooh, that looks nice." You know, not, "Ooh, I'm gonna give that to my 4-year-old because there's no way I'd ever touch that." And so you gotta be classy about the way that you do it. But I always like to use Hershey's Nuggets. I'd put those nuggets in there, and so you know, it was an investment. It was a great investment. I opened some fantastic groups, and a lot of those groups I opened were cold market. They were cold calls. I'd never met them before. It wasn't a referral. You know, you can do the same thing with warm market, and you're going to get a whole lot better results. Your ratios tend to be a lot higher when you're working in the warm market. I don't think that's a surprise to anybody. I did, frankly, a lot of mine in just cold market and opened a ton of groups. And so I've never gone wrong in that investment, Linda. Those mugs, that chocolate. I've always made a whole lot more money than I've ever invested, but it was an expense. And so, you know, I've got some people that join my team and they're not in a place financially where they could go buy 20 mugs or you know, 3 or 4 bags of big bags of good chocolate. And what I tell them is you know, get on the phone then and set some appointments. And the good thing is, if they're new, they've got a nice warm market that they can start with, and then they can, you know, in a lot of cases, continue to expand that warm market as well. And the same techniques, the same scripting, the same, you know, the same approach, the same elevator pitch, the same, the gift or whatever. That works with a warm market contact just as good as it does, you know, with a cold market contact. But sometimes I tell them, look, you're just going to have to get on the phone and make a few phone calls and open your first group, and then, you know, you can take some of that money and reinvest it back in your business. If you want to keep prospecting over the phone, more power to you. And if you want to, you know, buy some mugs or buy some gifts and go out and prospect in person, I'll show you how to do that too. And so we've had some success with that. It's been I'm giving you a long answer, Linda, to a very short question, but it's been something that has worked really well for our team and other folks that we've trained. And at the end of the day, though, it's just about the number of people that you can talk to. However that is, if it's go walk in your community, if it's making phone calls, if it's mugging them, whatever that approach is, the person that prospects the most is going to win 9 times out of 10, and if they can prospect in warm market, that's going to just increase their odds that much more.
And I think what a wonderful thing, and I just wanted to tell you, you know, and I'm sure you've done this, you know, sometimes like at a benefits fair, you've had, you know, your worker bees behind the scenes have worked really, really hard to put maybe say a benefits fair together. And they're kind of usually maybe sitting at one little table together as people come in, and I'll mug them.
Yeah.
Just and they're so excited. They start squealing when they see the chocolate.
Yep. Yeah, you're right.
So, but I give you credit. So I just want you to know that I give you guys full credit, and it has been very effective in a multiple different ways, and I thank you so much. And thank you for your explanation.
And I'll tell you, you got to be careful where you do those, because you and I both live in hot states. Now, you know this, but
yes.
I went down to Houston one time. I had a bowl of those Lindor chocolates, truffles. And,
yes.
And, in most places, those are soft centers. In Houston, Texas, in the summer, those become liquid centers. And I had a guy take a bite into one, and it went all over his white dress shirt. And I felt kind of bad about that, but anyway. Those are what I wanted to say to a man. Be a man and pop that thing in your mouth. Why are you taking a little nibble of that? But I didn't. I apologized profusely and offered to pay his dry cleaning instead.
Well, that's why you always have a cooler. Here's a tip for the groupies. You always have some kind of cooler in your car when you're doing groups, because I always have either things to eat or you've got, you know, chocolate or whatever that you're driving around. You want to make sure it stays cool and doesn't melt while you're running in somewhere. So,
and you know what's amazing about that is I get so many comments too when I hand the mug and it's cold. I mean, you can, because I can put ice in my cooler, so I want them cold. But I mean, people will comment, "Oh, this is cool," you know, or "This is cold." And, you know, so many comments on that. I don't know if they say, you know, "I'm going to go ahead and take an appointment with you since your chocolate's cold." I'm not saying that it's going to go that far, but it is. Anything that you can use as an icebreaker, no pun intended, is good for me.
I totally agree. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Linda. Appreciate that. Mike, again, you've done an outstanding job. That's the reason we always always enjoy having you as our special guest speaker. You entertain. You have a great amount of knowledge that you're able to share with our team, and you're so respectful. So I want to tell you from our entire team, happy belated Thanksgiving and Merry Christmas.
Well, Merry Christmas to y'all as well, and thank you again, Mr. Moore. It really is a pleasure and a privilege.
All right. Well, appreciate you. Anything we can do, anything for you and your team, please let us know.
Very good. Right back at you.
All right. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go ahead and wrap up this call, and we're going to end it like Mr. Moore always says, let's keep God first, family second, and then Legal Shield, and we'll see you on our next call in about 30 minutes. Good night, everyone.